Duncan McKenzie McCarg probably doesn't care too much about that at the moment. He is in Boston, my understanding is, living the dream, getting ready for the NBA season opener. That sounds like a nice place to be. Dunk, good morning.
Good morning, Hart. Good morning, Sherelle. Good morning, Whitey. It's a very crisp, chilly 10 degrees here in Boston. Afternoon, getting ready for this massive season opener between the Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers.
It is a massive, that's the appropriate term. It's because considering what happened with Philadelphia last year, the way they evolved as a team with this unbelievable talent they've got in their roster, and the way that Brett Brown was able to shape that, and the way they went out in the finals to the Celtics. I mean, it's a huge way to start the season for them. They'll be looking for, even though it's 1 of 82, some early season redemption, wouldn't they, the 76ers?
Absolutely, Harvey. Especially with, you know, LeBron James moving west to join the Lakers. I mean, these two teams are now considered the best two teams in the East, as the Celtics really get back to full strength with the return of their top 10 player and Kyrie Irving, an all-star, and Gordon Hayward. And yeah, the 76ers would have been very disappointing with the way that Eastern Conference semi-final series ended. But it's a very exciting time in Boston. I mean, they finally get Hayward back after that sickening incident in the opening minutes of last season against the Cavs, which I'm sure all you guys remember, when he basically suffered that fractured tibia and dislocated ankle all in the one hit. He missed the whole year. Now it remains to be seen whether their star recruit, if he'll return to the court the same player he once was.
Well, and that's one of the great questions, I think, for the whole year, let alone if you're a Celtics fan, to see what Hayward can get back to. Irving's influence is going to be profound, you'd think, through the journey, and how they team up as a combination is going to be fascinating to watch. But the Hayward conversation and what he's able to deliver, considering the hype around him pre-season last year before he got injured, had that horrible injury, as you say. I mean, he was one of the biggest names in the game before he went down last year.
Yeah, he was. And the fact is, with him and Irving coming into the starting five now, half, they've really got to remodel or reshape the way in which they play, because, I mean, you had players like Jaylen Brown, Terry Rozier and Jason Tatum, who always do a whole new level during the playoffs and surprised a lot of teams and probably surprised Coach Brad Stevens. And all of a sudden, they bring these top two guys into their starting five. I mean, how do they fit this very deep roster into a starting five, and who's their best five? It's just questions Stevens will have to answer pretty quickly.
We're all looking forward to seeing Ben Simmons get out there. I'm sure you are as well. There's been a little bit of talk about some of the gaps in his game. I know a couple of the big coaches over there have come out in defence of his ability to shoot from the perimeter. Is that a big story out there? How is he settling in, and what do you expect from his season this year?
Yeah, it's definitely a huge talking point here in the United States, Sherelle. I mean, there's no doubt that he can become an all-star this season. I mean, last season without a jump shot, I mean, he averaged 15 points, 8 assists, 8 rebounds in the regular season. But, yeah, that thing went really quiet during the playoffs, especially in that series against the Celtics, where Brad Stevens pretty much figured out how to guard him. You know, crowd the paint, give him space around the perimeter where he clearly wasn't going to shoot with that suspect jump shot, as you mentioned. So we know he's been working on that during the summer, Sherelle. I mean, he's been practicing with mentor LeBron James and has been really getting bigger and stronger in the gym. I mean, if he can start making mid-range shots on a consistent basis, I mean, he can definitely become one of the top 10 players in the league. There's no doubt about that.
And the other one we're looking forward to, of course, is Aaron Baines for Boston. What will he bring? I mean, he's obviously coming back into that team. What will it look like for him?
Yeah, well, especially with Irving and Hayward coming back into the starting five, it will be interesting to see what Stevens does again with Baines. I mean, he started most of last season, but then during the playoffs, Stevens went smaller, putting Al Horford in the centre, and then Rozier, Tatum and Brown. Look, defensively, I reckon Baines probably had his best year last season. He was just this huge enforcer, 7-foot guy, protected the rim and the paint, and was a real leader on the court. I think it really just depends, Sherelle, if the coach wants to play a quicker, smaller, sort of run-and-gun style of game, or whether he continues to give Aaron big minutes by intimidating opponents under the basket. I mean, he is absolute brute of a man, this guy. So we'll have to wait and see whether he continues that role.
Boston is one of my favourite cities in the world. What's it like being there at the moment, where you've got the NBA season starting there, you've got the Red Sox in action? They're such a sports-mad town. What's it like?
Well, Boston's sports mad at the latest of times, Whitey. So let alone when you've got two of the biggest clubs and teams in the city going on at the moment, especially the Red Sox, which I think are probably still the city's favourite team, but there's just always such a massive buzz around the city, especially when the Red Sox are doing well. It's a huge buzz. I mean, I've just arrived here. I was lucky enough to go to school at Boston College, so I know what it's like to be around the bars at this time of year. And it's just a matter of time whether the Sox can get the job done and make it to a World Series in a couple of days' time.
You see, he had to just take it that one step too far, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Took about living going to school in Boston.
He always can outdo me with his life that he's leading.
Well, it's hard to sort of find a way that you're on top at the moment.
No.
Well, there you are.
Come on, Wally. What's your next question, mate?
Yeah, checking out.
He's going to give you a question about Yaka D in a second, just to give him a one-upmanship type situation. Just on the Sixers, before we move on to the other conversation points we've got for you this morning, that Jonah Bolden, we know he's there as well, son of Bruce. We spoke to him earlier in the mid-year after the news that he picked up again by the 76ers after some time in Europe. And what's his likelihood of seeing much time this year, Jonah?
Oh, he'll see. Well, who knows? I mean, you never really know with these sorts of things because, you know, the Sixers, they're playing pretty deep as well. They still want to get a fair bit of time for their younger guys who were just coming in from last season as well. I think Jonah's probably in the third team, maybe. He's still on the active roster. I mean, I don't think he's going to get demoted to the G League. I think he's going to be playing some minutes. It's just a matter of how many minutes he plays.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye on that. Now, in the NFL, you've been watching this yesterday.
We talked glowingly about Tom Brady yesterday with what he did in the game against Kansas City. But then Aaron Rodgers, he's been in amazing form. Another 400-yard game last night, multiple touchdowns, no interceptions, and Green Bay came from behind to win.
Yeah, well, that was about as much as you can get. You know, from a guy who, alongside Brady, who's probably... you know, he's been the best quarterback in the NFL for the past 8 or so years. I mean, he was amazing, wasn't he? I mean, that penultimate drive when the Packers were down 23-30, when Rodgers had the ball with a couple of minutes left and just threaded some incredible passes to his receivers. I mean, he helped tie the game at 30 each, and then with less than 90 seconds left, he gets the ball back at his own 10-yard line. I mean, he said in the post-match that he was just hoping to at least make it to overtime, but once again, I mean, as cool as ever against the pass rush, connecting a number of times with Devontae Adams. There's no doubt the Niners got sloppy. I mean, their defense left way too much space for Rodgers to go wide, to find his receivers and get the ball out of bounds to save a fair bit of time on that play clock. But it was a masterclass, wasn't it? And that drive set up Mason Crosby, who had a crack at a 27-yard field goal to win the game. And, you know, Crosby, this is a player who's coming off one of the worst games ever as a kicker last week. I mean, he missed 4 field goals against the Lions. He was absolutely lambasted by the Packers faithful. And then Crosby ends up kicking the game winner. So, what a game of redemption. Green Bay wins it 33-30. The other thing Whitey to remember is, I mean, the Packers heading to their bye week at 3 wins, 2 losses and a tie. So they aren't going that great. And they now come up against this huge run of games. They face the undefeated Rams in LA, and then they've got the Patriots at Gillette Stadium, and then after that they've got the Miami Dolphins, who have really been a surprise packet this year, currently co-leading the AFC East. So if the Packers are going to be fair dinkum this season, we'll soon find out a fair bit about them in the next month or so.
Can we take a look forward to the Major League, the baseball? It's getting into the important part of the year. We obviously spoke about the Red Sox. What's the update on what's going on there?
Well, 2 massive league championship series going on at the moment, Sherelle. Obviously, we've got the Boston Red Sox with the best record in baseball up against the defending champion Houston Astros. And that series is tied at 1-1. Game 3 is about to get underway in about just over an hour's time in Houston. The other really interesting one is the National League Championship Series going on at the moment between the Dodgers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Of course, the Dodgers got all the way to the World Series, fell 1 win short of winning their first World Series since 1988 last season. They've made it to the Final 4 again, but they're sort of really getting shown up by the Milwaukee Brewers at the moment, who had a fantastic game yesterday in LA at Dodgers Stadium. I mean, they basically kept the Dodgers scoreless, and they did for up until the bottom of the ninth. The Dodgers got 3 runners on base, and then Cody Bellinger popped one up, and they couldn't really get the tying run. They couldn't really hit the grand slam. So the Brewers lead the Dodgers 2-1 in the National League Championship Series. The Game 4 is at Dodger Stadium in about 3.5 hours' time. I'll tell you what, if the Brewers can steal Game 4, they'll take a 3-1 lead back to Milwaukee. And who knows, they might be on the verge of winning their first ever World Series title.
That would be good business. That would be nice to see. I'm not sure it's going to happen, but it certainly would be nice to see, Dunk. I would like to be at the Garden tonight for that game with the Sixers and the Celtics. I won't be, but to just pretend you're there for me as well, and you're watching all that unfold, and do your best to cheer home the 76ers for me.
Yeah, well, All right. Always great chatting, guys. Talk to you soon.
Good stuff. Duncan McKenzie McCarg over there in the US, who's got a very good job just at the moment. Very, very good job. I would like to be him just for a little bit.
Adam White is just crying in the corner.
There's a puddle of tears over there, isn't there?
I'm not sure if you know, this time last year.
What happened?
I was actually in America.
Is that right?
It was on this night. I think I was at Yankee Stadium watching the Yankees and the Astros.
Are you sure you were there?
Yeah, I think it was this night.
This time last year?
And then I got on a plane and went to England and watched Tottenham at Wembley beat Liverpool 4-1. So.